We're in Sinan Shin Pei Beis. We're up to Siv Yudalad. We'll be doing Yudalad and Tezvav. Sachro Meschiro Lakito. You did Schiris Rishus from the worker of the non-Jew. Lizman, for a particular amount of time. Afa Pisha Silko Toch Azman, even though the Sachir Velokit was fired in the middle of that Zman. Mio Schiro Lakito Mutar Matoch Azman. Nevertheless, he had Rishus to do it when he did. You made up a Zman with him. Until the Zman is over, it's good. Avalim Soch, Romanu Stam. What happens if it was Stam? You didn't make up a set time. Kevin Shasilkon is Batla Schiris. So as soon as he fires him, the Schiris is over. The Ramon now says, Agav Uadin. Im Sochru Migizber HaMelech. Let's say you were Sochit from the treasurer. Vinistalik Lagamri Min HaMelech. And then the king fires him. Nevertheless, if you were socher for a set amount of time, the halachi is until that time is up, you already was och in it. Avalim lo silka rakman agiz boros. But what happens if the king only fired him from his job at the treasury? Vadayin ochel pras hamelech, but he's still getting a stipend from the king. Adayin mikr schiru lekito. He's still called schiru lekito. V'yuchel liskar mimenu, lechatchila you can be socher from him. So certainly the initial schiris is not bottle. Now this is true even though the gizber keeps the money, he didn't give it to the king. The Eliyarabba wants to be makel even in the case of a socher v'lokit, and the same goes for any servant of the king. That is also good. Now. What happens if, the ideal is that if you're going to go and use the treasurer or some mamuna, some evid of the king, the mayor, the governor, you should do it for a very long time, so that even if he's fired, you won't have problems having to negotiate immediately with the next person. The Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Achronim that the shear is, we never do it for more than 20 years at a time. Now, what happens after he lost his job? So the Ramah says that you can be socher from him lechatchila. Lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah leaves it as a tzarech iyun. He says that if we know that in socher v'lokit he needs rishus to walk into to his rishus, here he doesn't have rishus to walk into his rishus just because he's getting a stipend that doesn't give him rishus. So he doesn't like the idea so much. He leaves it as a tzarech iyun. Excuse me. Tzif tezvav. Im Yisrael vein Yehudi darim bebayis echad. What happens if a Jew and a non-Jew share a house? Tzarech liskar meini Yehudi ularv me Yisrael. They are part of a chotzer that has lots of houses. The rest of the bnei chotzer have to have this Jew join in the erev, and the non-Jew they're socher rishus from. Now the Ramal limits this. He says hagoyim yeshach alecha dira bifnei atzmo. That's only if everyone has their own room. You have two non-Jews that share an apartment. If they have, each one has a room. So the halacha is you have to do schiris rishus from each one of them. The Achronim say that they argue with the Raman. They hold that even if they're sharing a room, the halacha is that you have to do schiris rishus from the non-Jew. Because the Yisrael who shares the room with him is not called Schiro Lakito, they're just partners. So what you'll have to do is the Shutfin. So what you have to do is you have to be socha the room from the non-Jew, aside from having the Jew chip into the Erev.